All right, it is 7:41, and joining me here in the studio is Lorna McLeod. How you doing?
Oh, great.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for making it here. Thanks for finding your way. It can sometimes be a daunting thing, actually, finding our studios. I know it's in Ferndale. Ferndale's not that big. We'll just knock on every door until we finally get there.
Pretty much what I did.
That's about it. Yes, indeed. Indeed. Yes, right by the burger stand. If you have to understand, disc jockeys were near the food always.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
Or dollars or something.
Something like that. So this year you are organizing the Punoff.
I am. For the past quite a number of years, it's been Jeff Smoller, my co-founder of the Punoff. We founded it in 1977 because it was a rainy winter and we were bored to tears. We wanted to laugh.
And you participating in many years in the early years, as did Jeff. And Jeff hasn't actually participated in it in many, many years, except for the fact that he's organized it. But this year, he's actually going to be participating.
Yep. First time since 1994.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to having that punster on the stage.
That should be a lot of fun. Yes. That would be a lot of fun.
Yes.
So that's how you guys came up with it? You were just bored?
Pretty much. Well, we had a bunch of friends, and we all were punning around, you know, goofing around a lot of the time when we'd get together. We finally said, we ought to have a contest for this. So my living room, 1977, had, I think, seven people, started out with three punsters and four in the audience. And by the end of the evening, all seven of us were punning.
Wow.
The next year, we made it into a benefit for one of the local nonprofit organizations, and it's been that ever since.
Fantastic. And it's called the 24th Almost Annual because it doesn't always happen every year.
That's true. Once in a while, there's something that comes up that just doesn't work to put it on. And so we always know it's kind of like a bad penny. It's going to come back.
That's right. So, I mean, because if you do the math, you know, 1977 should be more than 24 years.
Absolutely.
So.
Or is that a bad punny?
It could be. Now, this it takes place at the Arcata Theater Lounge and has for the past several years. It's a wonderful venue for it. It's bounced around all over Humboldt County over the years, but that seems to be its home now for a while, and it's a good spot for it.
Oh, it's such a great spot. They take good care of us, and we make money for benefiting, which is making Headway Center for Brain Injury Recovery. And what a worthy cause that is.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a good relationship between humor and brain health. And so one of the joyful things, I work part-time at Making Headway Center, and one of the joyful things is the amount of laughter that there is. There's a lot of effort to bring out people's brain health after an accident or an injury through humor. And so we felt like it's a great match for the Punoff, too.
So I have participated in the Punoff many years. I've never won, but I always have a lot of fun. I'm one of those people who I'm always being a punster. I can't do quantity, though. You have to do quantity.
Yes. And consistency.
You have to just be able to just blast them out there. I've never been able to do that. My wife, Amy, has been to the finals twice. She's never won it, though, but she always does better than I do. She is a terrific punster. This year, she is going to be one of the judges, which is pretty fun. And I will be emceeing again, which I always love doing. To me, that's my favorite position, being the MC, because you get to throw out some zingers, a few puns, no pressure.
Absolutely. That's so great.
It's absolutely the best. And for those of you who aren't aware how the Punoff works, it's essentially a round-robin elimination of puns. There's various different categories you get put out there, and you're called up in a group, and you have to do a pun on this topic in a very limited amount of time. And it's tough.
It is. You know, I have an example. One of the categories that was used another year.
Yes.
One of the previous years. So if the category was rocks and minerals, one person might say, the rock collector got tired of collecting. Guess you could say he was jaded. The next one might say, a rock climber in Yosemite wouldn't want to take the cliffs for granite.
For granite, right.
For granite,
absolutely.
Yeah. I could go on.
You could.
And on.
Yes. And that's how it works. It goes on and on and on and on. until someone's brain cells just flame out and they can't go any further. They're eliminated.
And some people play pononymously.
Yes.
And others play very boldly.
That is true. And here's the thing. As an audience member, you're there in the audience watching this thing, and you've got a pun going in your head. No one used it. And you're like going, oh, they completely blew it. You have a chance to get on the microphone and say that pun.
Yes.
As Rapunzel will go around the audience collecting $5 per pun. Right? And you can say this pun on the mic.
Yes, and you can say the pun. And all of those $5 go to Making Headway Center. Right. And that happens in between the rounds.
Absolutely.
So people in the audience also, here's another fun thing. People in the audience can, if they really decide everybody on the stage is blowing it and they want to come join, they can register at the stage right at the front.
Really?
And get into the pun off if they want to be in the pun off.
Wow. That's a bold
move. Yeah. And people will be signing up just before the pun off starts. People sign up. We always have a lot of signups from the audience.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fun too, because then we have new people that we don't, you know, necessarily know what their particular sense of humor is. And so we get a really wonderful variety.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's the categories, they range from very easy to very difficult. There are some difficult categories, and we sat around having Chinese food thinking these up the other day. And some of them have a very limited amount of puns that you can actually make.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes them really tough. Some of them go on and on and on.
Some of the, you know, those tougher ones are great when we get down to the end and you've got the real pun heroes.
The heavy wits.
The heavy wits on the stage, yes.
Yeah.
So then you get a little tougher on them.
Absolutely. Right. It gets to be pretty hard. But it is a lot of fun. And, the audience members get to play along, you know, think of these puns. And sometimes you're just blown away by some of the puns that can be thought up there up on the stage under pressure.
There's one particular person, I think her name is Carol Escobar, who is absolutely famous for telling stories that she may not even know where the pun's going to come in when she begins the story, but she will get the story going, and then she will think up the pun to fit the story.
And that's hard to do. You'd be thinking while you're talking.
Yes. You know, one thing is that you cannot use the same word a previous punster in that category has used.
Right.
So that keeps you on your toes, too, because you're thinking up the pun. You're also having to listen to what the other punsters have said so that you don't duplicate a word in the category.
It's going to be tough. Now, some people say that puns are the lowest form of humor. I disagree. I say they are amongst the highest form of humor because they're tough. It's wordplay.
It is. It's wordplay. And one of the most wonderful things about wordplay is that numerous studies have shown that wordplay is instrumental in children developing their communication, cognitive, and social skills as a child. That carries on through. Humor is healing. It brings up endorphins, you know, gets your system going in a healthy way. And so, yeah, anything that does that, I think, is so wonderful. And puns certainly make you laugh, make you groan sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're really bad.
there could be real groaners. But, that's part of the fun of it. You know, it's like we're not... You know, in the pun off, we're not going for quality; we're going for quantity.
Yes,
that is really how this thing works.
And then it makes it so much more wonderful when out of that quantity comes the gem that is just so funny you're practically rolling in the aisles.
Right, and it has to be a pun. I mean, it cannot be a reuse of the word as it's meant to be used. It actually has to be a change of meaning for the same word, which makes it tough.
Has to be a double entendre, double meaning. That's a definition of a pun.
Absolutely.
And So there's a little challenge, because sometimes you do have to make up a little story to go with it to have that double meaning come out well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It can be a lot of fun. Let's get another category that's not going to be used this year.
Sure. How about facial features and expressions?
Facial features and expressions. Wow. That's a tough category.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough category.
Yeah. Another one that...
But if you try hard enough, a pun could be frowned.
And we wouldn't want to just pay lip service to that.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, that's a tough one. That is a tough category. One of my favorites that was in previous years, and it went on forever because there's so many, was cheeses.
Yes.
That was a terrific category.
It's a Gouda category.
It's a Gouda category. There's all kind of bedtime stories like Rumpelstiltskin and things like that can be talked about. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun category.
It makes me cheddar.
Yes. I'll bet it does. I'll bet it is a terrific category, especially if we do it near Halloween, because there's all kinds of monster stories that could be told. And it goes on and on and on. And that's really how the pun-off works. So if you have never been to it or have been and you're like, oh, it's happening, it's this Friday. That would be tomorrow, according to my calendar. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can do so at the door.
At the door. Doors open, or as we like to say, doors ajar, mm-hmm. at 7:30. Get there promptly. We sell out in every way.
Every way possible. That's right.
And you want to get there if you want a pun. You want to get there early enough to get up to the stage and get yourself signed up. We will have someone at a little table right by the stage signing people up. And come and grab a bite at the Arcata Theater Lounge, and the punning begins at 8, and play with us.
And there's music too, right?
Laugh with us. Yes, music by the Redwood Dixie Gators. We have sponsors this year. Thank you, K-Hum. And our other sponsors are Cunningham, Morton and Malone, mm-hmm. The tax professionals.
You bet.
The Gift of Touch. Massage therapy, and Redwood Electronics, long-term supporter.
Fantastic. Yeah. They give us watts and watts of support.
It's an electrical charge, that in is. Fact, yes. The amount of support they give.
True.
Yes. True. And, of course, Arcata Theater Lounge is such a great host for us. So, yeah, it's great opportunity for people to just come out and have fun, you know?
That's right. So that's tomorrow night. Again, that is at the Arcata Theater Lounge. 7:30 is when the doors open. 8 o'clock is when all the fun begins. And it'll last ballpark about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Just about 2 hours. Oh, and one more thing, Cliff. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. So this is also kicking off Brain Injury Awareness Month with Making Headway Centers for Brain Injury Recovery. And we think it's the most fun kickoff there is anywhere in the country. We don't know of another one that's more fun.
Right. So come on out tomorrow night to Arcata Theater Lounge. Get there early because, as Laura said, it does sell out in every way. And we certainly would like to make sure that you get in on the action. And if you have not registered to be a punster yet and want to, you can certainly do so tomorrow night. Get up on stage and be one of the heavyweights. It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. Laura, thanks for coming in.
A lighthearted heavyweight.